Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to a baby. Will you drink a beer tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
That's right. That's how they do it. They just say, ooh-wee, bud. Shit, everything is coming up roses. Man, I'm a dude. I ain't apologizing. I mean, you know, if I step on your toe, I might, you know, I'm going to say excuse me and all that shit. But I'm saying I'm not apologizing for who I am. I'm just going to be me. I can't help it. And I feel better when I be me. And I ain't gonna have no fear. I'm talking about, why would I fear what somebody think of me? I mean, of course, if I can hear it, I want to hear what it is, and I certainly want it to be good. But shit, I could give a fuck about that. Hold on. Lena, you know I'm doing a show. God damn it. It's my fucking daughter. Okay, what I'm saying is, and see, some people be shame. Some people be doing shit, and you know, it's kind of forward, and they look around and some other motherfucker's looking at them or whatever, and they get a little, I don't do that. I don't do that. I ain't got no shame in mind. And what I'm saying is, by me not having no shame, I definitely don't mean no disrespect. But if you feel disrespected, you can definitely speak on it. And I'm going to speak on where I'm coming from and hope we can meet in the middle somewhere. And guess what? I ain't regretting none of this. I don't regret nothing that I think about and decide to do. But what I just told you about was the five no's. I have them in my life. And when something comes up that's against one of these, they just start bumping my forehead. I can't help it. I just start thinking of whatever it is. Nigga, you being scared. You ain't supposed to have no fear about what some motherfucker gonna think. I don't know. I just, it does that to me. So, y'all know this is the Ask Rosebud Show, and you know I ain't gonna never be talking bullshit. I'm gonna have hella shit to say about any damn subject, and you know I'm gonna say it. And I ain't biting my tongue for none of y'all. And I know a lot of y'all liked it, Trump. A lot of y'all liked it, Biden. I feel like this here. Whoever won, they're still white men. So how the fuck you gonna, I mean, might be a little better. It ain't gonna be as crazy like Trump had it. But he's still gonna be a peck of wood. Doing whatever they do. Get at me, AskRosebud@gmail.com or AskRosebud.com. And I'm telling you, I got, and they ain't been selling well as I thought they would, too. My ebooks on RosebudTheAuthor.com. I don't really understand why, you know, I ain't buying them. Could be because you just don't like to read. But at one point, you're going to be reading, because God damn it, you're going to be sitting in that motherfucking house. Ain't got shit to do because of the pandemic. What's up, 862?
I was listening, but I just wanted to comment about a statement you made earlier when you was on YouTube about reinventing the wheel.
Right.
And what I think the younger people in the game are thinking, I think they think the older generation was dumb. Like, the females nowadays think the females back in those days were dumb. Because the men, they feel like the men didn't protect them, you know, like from, you know, crazy tricks or whatever. And the men feel like the men from back in them days were stupid for fucking the hoes. Because a lot of niggas got caught up with fucking with hoes and they fell off and got hooked up on, you know, like got hooked up on pussy or drugs. So they think that they're smarter than y'all for doing the opposite, when really they don't know that the whole game is designed based on the psychology of a female, how she thinks and stuff.
Hey, brother, you're saying a lot of stuff, and I'll let you say it all, but what I'm saying is 70% of that shit is bullshit. Especially that last, if the game ain't based on no goddamn female, hoeing and charging a trick is based on a goddamn female. That's a part of the game. The motherfucking pimping is based on what a motherfucker think and how he want to represent it through them bitches. So what I'm saying is it ain't got nothing to do with the bitch. It got something to do with how a motherfucking nigga can have a bitch do what he say, the way he say it, when he say it. That's pimping, man. And all that shit you just said about what they think is true. You know, they do think the women were stupid. That's because they don't know what them women knew. Them women had game because them pimps had game and them motherfuckers laced them. So they didn't need that kind of protection. Them motherfuckers that be working at the police station get killed. You know, so something's going to happen to a hoe, you know, but a real hoe, that motherfucking had a pimp really, you know, lacing her, she lived to be old like me. Just like I was fucking with two real hoes this past weekend. Old ass bitches, 57 and 60. Cause they hold up. They knew. They ain't, you know, out there doing stupid shit. Got some nigga that's on some kind of drug. Got sending her out there, ain't giving her no real instructions. So what they think is not right, bro. And what you said as far as what they think, I don't know, but it sounds like you was trying to understand it. I ain't trying to understand it, man. That's all I'm saying.
I feel where you come. Like, for example, like, say a bitch get beat up by a trick. If you go and help her for every little thing, it's like a psychology in a woman's mind. They start thinking you a sucker for helping them for every little thing. They don't want you to help them for every little thing.
Check this out. The bitch could be walking to the store and some fucking nigga or some dude or whoever beat her ass for whatever reason. If you ain't there, you ain't there. Me, the only motherfucking time I'm finna do anything is if I'm riding down the goddamn street and see it going on. Period. I'm pulling over then and I'm getting busy. But about me coming to be some kind of rescue man, fuck all that. And real bitches don't get beat up by no goddamn tricks. Because they be in control from Jump Street when the motherfucking bitch get in the car. Or if she got her own car like my hoes did from Jump Street, they was motherfucking controlling that trick. As long as you can control that trick, gonna be a trick. You're gonna get your money and gone. It's when you start trying to get high with that trick, when you start doing whatever with this damn trick, you know, and all that bullshit that the bitch don't tell you about. Real game jump off here, buddy. Is that all you had, bro?
Yeah, Not. All right, so what about the man's side? About them, you know, they feel like y'all was stupid for fucking the hoes and getting caught up. How you feel about
Man, fucking the hoe ain't gonna get you caught up. That's what you guys say so you can be suckers. Let me tell you something, motherfucker, and believe this. If that bitch go out and give her pussy away to some tricks for free, what would you think of that bitch, man?
I don't know. I ain't no pimp, so I don't know. I'm just...
motherfucker, imagine what you would think.
If I was pimping, yeah, I'd be pissed off.
Why?
Because she ain't charging.
Check this out, bro. You got hoes. And you believe that shit these young motherfuckers believe. And your dick get hard. You ain't no monk. You ain't no motherfucking priest. So you gonna go fuck somebody. And what? That bitch ain't paying you. So she, your hoe, see you just like you see that hoe. Because you fucking a bitch that ain't paying you. That's why y'all stupid. That's why y'all don't have no game. Because a motherfucker make a bitch do. You, them bitches is the best butt you can have. Because they into you. You motherfuckers be doing shit for bitches that ain't doing shit for you. That's why you being controlled by pussy. That's why hoes don't have no respect for these niggas today. And niggas today, it ain't that they don't have respect for hoes. They scared of women. The niggas today be wondering, this motherfucking hoe fucking with all these goddamn tricks. You know, shit. Man, I can't. I wonder how big that trick dick is. You got motherfuckers today thinking that stupid shit. When a real pimp know, ain't nowhere in the world you can fuck as good as all these professional fuckers. So you gotta have this goddamn bitch's mind. Period. We ain't after the goddamn pussy. You fucking ass fuck up the game, motherfuckers. That's what's wrong. You don't know shit about the game, but all you know is you see a motherfucker getting money. Man, I ain't sticking my dick in that bitch. I don't know what she be doing. What pimp don't know what his hoe be doing? You might not know moment to moment what the fuck she doing, but as far as what she doing, she out there getting no money. You can't be scared of that. You sucker ass motherfuckers are all scared of that. All of you are scared of the game. That's why the game is fucked up. Ain't no the bitches is scared to be with a real pimp. Soon as they motherfucking say, oh, daddy, I want to do this to get my money. And you say, okay, baby. She already knows she was one of these 21st century. Bitch, I don't care what you want to do. Get your ass over there, so-and-so, whatever. I'm instructing my hoe. I don't give a fuck if I'm eating some ice cream right now. And the shit happened. If I'm eating some ice cream with my daughter, and she's 4 years old, I'm going to go straight real. Because ain't no shame in mine. That's what the fuck I was saying when I started. I don't know how you knew I wanted to talk about this shit. But that's what the fuck I was saying when I started. I ain't ashamed. I ain't hiding. I ain't faking because I don't want no punk bitch sending me to jail. You let the bitch be a punk, and then when she under pressure, there you go. Then you talk about the bitch. No, it's the dudes. Dudes ain't shit. Because they got one nut. Because the other nut they got is in some bitch's purse. My thing is to stop that fucking shit. I hate it. You see, I done got excited. And I got to calm down. You know, my health ain't good. I don't even want to talk to you no more with your weak shit. What the fuck you finna say?
No, I'm trying to understand. I guess because the men ain't, they not 100% committed to the game either. That's the problem. And they ain't making the women 100%. Hold up.
First, you said you wasn't no pair. So I don't even know why you want to talk about this shit. You ain't going to do nothing but fuck it up with your square ass thinking. I already done told you what time it is, and you still trying to make some other stupid ass sense of it. Nigga, I don't want to talk to you about this shit no more. You got something else you want to talk about? Because fuck this. You ain't trying to understand shit.
All right, I'm going to talk about shit. All right.
You trying to make what you think clear. It should be clear. You think it.
I'm not thinking nothing. I'm trying to let you make me understand what's going on. That's wrong.
If you want to understand anything, you need to shut your fucking mouth. And when a motherfucker say something to you, try to understand it. Instead of trying to make other statement to keep talking this stupid shit.
All right, I got something else.
What?
That female that popped up on you, when you went, I guess you went to Oakland or somewhere. She just popped up out of nowhere. How did you flip it to make her start spending money and doing shit for you? I mean, did you do that, man.
What make you say that? I didn't do that. I never even mentioned that bullshit.
I don't know. Did you buy her something first? Did you take her out first?
Fuck no, man. No. I told you the bitch wanted to take
her. You said you spent a whole day with her that day.
Man, can you shut up, man, because you sick. You don't even motherfucking get the facts right. That's what's wrong with you guys. You don't give a fuck. You just want to talk. Nigga, you should have heard that shit for real if you want to ask about it. I told you the bitch seen me, yelled out my name, ran up, met me in the crosswalk, and while we was getting across the street, the bitch asked to take me to brunch. That's all I said about some motherfucking money. Please, just be quiet. Until that bitch wanted to take me and want to fuck me. So, of course, she gonna try to have the money. But I didn't say that goddamn shit. All I said was I spent the night with the bitch and didn't fuck her till the next night. Why didn't you fuck on the first night?
I'm trying to figure out.
I ain't controlled by no goddamn pussy or money. And I do what the fuck I want to do when I want to do it. Just so happened I wanted to be on the internet, and the motherfucking internet wasn't working up there. The bitch didn't tell me. And she said, that's why we came up here, because it's so you can relax and be. No, bitch. That ain't what I want to do. I got to hit my, you know, so I just rolled over. But who cares what I fucking did? What I'm saying is this. And plus, dude, I ain't mad at you for asking your questions. But if you come back on with some more shit like that, I'm blocking your motherfucking ass because you don't want to learn shit. All you want to do is talk. You motherfuckers know about courses on sale, pandemic, whatever. It's on sale for the pandemic, because of the pandemic. But I got another reason it's on sale. It's on sale now because we have new leadership. And things are going to get back right. And I'm hoping in the next 3-4 months, the shit's getting right. Because this motherfucker is going to take over. Even though he's a white boy too, I'm just saying when they do take over and handle whatever, shit is gonna be good. You're gonna be able to go out and fuck with bitches. Well, I'm worrying about the motherfucking pandemic. Okay, 701, what's up, my brother?
Hey, nothing much, man. I'm over here enjoying your show like always. You already know that, man. I hope you're doing good, OG.
You know it. What's happening with you, D?
No, I'm chilling, man. I just want to know, man, can you speak on the distribution deal that you got going on? What's going on with them? I just want to know if you don't mind.
Well, I don't really mind, man, because I always put my shit on Front Street. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to write my motherfucking books, and I wanted to sell my motherfucking books. But I also knew in order to really make some money, you got to get a cool distribution. And it's really weird you asked me about that, because yesterday I got those contracts resent to me because a couple of pages I didn't sign. So, but I didn't sign them on purpose. But what I'm saying is I wanted to have a real network to where my shit can sell, if it's going to sell. No matter what I build.
Okay.
Listen, man, you asked me something. It might take a minute. No matter what I build, it's just going to be small in comparison to what a real company can build. So my thing was to wait till the right deal comes. I'm making money on whatever. It ain't the kind of money I want, but whatever. These dudes hit me. I'm talking about God did this, nobody but God, because it happened just like I thought it would. I'm not going to even be looking for the shit. Somebody going to get in contact with me and ask me why this and why that. We going to end up talking, and I'm going to end up with a deal. Just like it happened. But what happened? But what happened that I didn't expect, I was looking to get 30, 40%. I'm talking about to get a great fucking deal. And the dude offered me, look, man, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to be tight, but how does 80-20 sound? I said, 80-20? I said, man? He said, no, 80 for you. I swear to God, that motherfucker said that. And I told him, well, 80. Oh, okay, I did it like that. But what I'm saying is I was hoping for 40. That would be a great deal. And then I say, well, man, that 80-20 sound. And then he say, look, man, I know. And he started telling me why he made that offer. He said he never had any motherfucking artist come to him with everything. I had all the artwork. I had all the shit. I had all the masters. I had whatever the fuck. I had the blog going. I got all the shit. And he said, man, all I got to do is just hook it up. Come on, man.
Congratulations, man. I hope all things work out good for you, man.
What'd you say, bro?
Congratulations, man. I said, congratulations. I hope all things work out good for you, man. You're doing your thing, man. You know, we love your show, everything you do, man. For real.
Thank you, man. And I appreciate it, man. And believe me.
No problem, man.
Yeah, believe me, you guys. I mean, this has been going on for some months. And I've been really wanting to talk about it. But, you know, fucking angles is, you know. But anyway, what I'm saying is, shit come to you. Or you can make shit come to you.
And I agree with you on that one.
But in my instance, it took a long time. But during that time, it ain't like I've been suffering. I've been living the way I want. I've been, you know, going and coming as I please. Whatever I want in my refrigerator is there. I don't have to wait no lines like old people. And what I'm saying is, it's not really been that long, is what I'm saying. Because let's say I start doing good on this deal, I got it for the rest of my life. So I'm saying that's what we all want. That's what we all look for. We want to be secure. And I'm going to be able to be happy as fuck that I believed in something that took me all the way. That's dope to me, man. I'm going to write another book about this, man. This is pure dope. Stubborn, blockheaded, old motherfucker. Believe what the fuck he believes. That motherfucker right now is driving in one of them space cars. Because I'm going to get to live a whole, man, 20 more years. You know we're going to be driving in the air. So, shit. I'm just saying, man. Get ready. I'm going to be here.
I want to ask you this question, OG.
What's up?
I want to ask you, man, how long do you see yourself doing this radio show, man? As long as you can?
As long as I don't have Alzheimer's or some of that shit that keeps me from sounding like I sound now. Because what I'm saying is it's something none of you guys think of, and that's every year and every day of that year, there's thousands of young men becoming 18. There's thousands of men becoming 21. Ain't never heard shit from me. Ain't never thought about nothing I'm saying, especially the more in the future it gets, because this kind of shit I'm saying is going to be foreign. But it's going to not disappear.
Man, we love what you're doing, OG. We love what you're doing, man. You're helping us a lot, man. You're helping us a lot.
Hey, man, I appreciate you saying that because I want to help. And you know, people we talking about, I want to pimp on them. No, man, I do too much for free. This shit is free. All you got to do is interact with me, and we gonna roll. That's how it is.
Hey, OG, I want to ask you this question, man. Do you believe, like, a lot of people, like, do you believe a lot of callers that they listen to you, they want to ask you a question, but at the same time, they are scared to ask you a question because they might think you might bust them out because they know how you are?
Yeah, I think a lot of people.
How they gonna learn?
Hey, listen. I think a lot of people call in and they hear my motherfucking black ass talking this shit, and they say, "Oh no, oh, man, I ain't got that motherfucker on my head off." No.
I fuck with that nigga, man. He gonna bust my ass out.
Listen, man. But I'm a teacher. There's psychology in what I'm doing. What I'm saying is this. Think of this. You get this dude, and he's totally scared to punch one. And then as he listens, maybe the next time or the next time, he gets the nerve to punch one, and he punches. And he just be quiet on the phone. And I say, come on, you scary motherfucker, what's up? And he say, well, and he start talking. Do you know what happened just then?
What's that?
Man, this dude didn't have a breakthrough. He ain't never going to be scared to open his mouth again. He going to call in, and he going to have hella questions. Now, tell me you didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Hey, but I want to tell you
something. No. Be real, man. Did you do that or not?
No, if I have a question, I'll call in and I'll press 1 because I know how you are, man. You know, I've been listening to you for a long time. And I never talked to you.
From the very beginning, when you first called in and you had a question, you pressed 1.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to believe that because you ain't never been no trouble.
I got something
you ain't never been no trouble with what you're saying, man. So I believe you. Go ahead.
I got something you said, then you can let me go. I got one more thing to say. Hey, listen, OG. I want to say this, man. First time I call in, even if you hit me in the chest, man, you hit me in the chest because I asked a question, man. You hit me in the chest, and at the end of the day, you bless me with some game. And that's one thing I love about you, man. And I never talk shit back to you because this is your show, and I got nothing but respect for you, man. You feel me? So much love to you, man, for real. Keep doing your thing,
hey,
man. OG, I'm never going to stop giving you props, man. I'm never going to stop giving you props, man. You know me.
Hey, and you don't. I can attest to that. This motherfucker always gives me props, and he don't never come on here with no one question. This motherfucker want to kick it, even if I say some shit like he said, punch him in the chest. Hey, you can't tell me you ain't fucking them bitches better.
Man, come on, man. You know me fucking with you. Your shit is super dope. I'm a
fucking this bitch is hella better now that he know what he's supposed to say. Shit. You know what? This is a hot fuck. I say, baby, we finna get in the bed? Yeah. There's a bitch. Okay, well, let's get in the bed, baby. The bitch get in the bed. And I stand at the door. And I say, you know with me, baby, when it's about sex, it's like the Olympics. It's a race. And the first one come win. And guess what, baby? What? I'm undefeated in 10 years. I tell that bitch that shit. You know what that do? That,
what's that?
That decreases her expectations. And why you want that is so that you don't have to work so hard. You work smarter, not harder.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I'm saying is you got to know when to say this shit. Because it's corny shit. But corny shit is what works the best. Because this shit motherfuckers don't say. It bitches ain't used to hearing it. And when they do.
But I wanna ask you this question, OG. I'm sorry I cut you off, man.
What, motherfucker?
Man, your shit is dope, man. Come on, man. You the only OG, man. Without you, man, we fucked up.
Come on, man. What's happening?
Here's my question, man. Like, I'm 33 years old, man. You feel me? Like, our generation, man, like these women in our generation, man, I want to know what are the things that you heard about this female that she cannot stand, man? Because, you know, you way different from, you feel me, from this generation. What are the things that you just can't stand about these females?
But listen, man, this is what I say. Today, I'm fucking with fucking with a little 25-year-old broad. And what I'm saying, I'm also fucking with a 50-year-old broad and a 57-year-old broad. And I don't change for any of them. What I'm saying is there's nothing different about the broads. It's the dudes. And it's how the dudes approach and accept what they have to do to be recognized as real dudes. Most of them don't want to go through whatever it is they perceive they have to do. But all they really have to do is look the bitch in the eye and snatch her purse. Give me my nut back, bitch. Go in her purse, grab your nut, and then you can talk to baby.
Hey. Hey, much love to you, OG, man. Go ahead, do your thing. I'm over here listening. Much love to you, man, for real.
Much love to you, OG.
Hey, I love you, OG. Much love, man. I'm listening, man.
All right, for sure. Check game, you guys. I mean, it don't really matter how I sit on my shit. You just know I do. And you know you can go to AskRosebud.com to check whatever. So I don't really want to talk about that. I want to talk about how deep I go. I mean, I said some shit about coaches. And some one of them dudes say, man, coach is going to be hating on you now. Woo, woo, woo. Well, my thing about that is this. I deal with a lot of different coaches and interact with them. And I didn't mention no names. So what I'm saying is if the motherfucker point himself out and say he, you know, took offense, that's on him. Because I didn't say shit to him. I said shit about what I'm talking about, which is every motherfucker think they got enough to say about a particular subject concerning dudes so they can become a coach. This is a real coach. The shit he say, he can go out on the road, start driving, and the motherfucker say, stop. Now, it's like 7 hours later. Whatever city you in, you can go catch a bitch. Now, that don't happen every single time. But what happens every single time is I believe that. And as I travel to the next city, man, I was in Phoenix, didn't even catch no bitch, man. Nigga, you like, I'm going harder in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Shit, I'm going harder. Just because I didn't catch in Phoenix don't mean I ain't catching on this trip. And I'm going to do that every 5 or 6 hours all the way to New York. Because when I left Cali, I was headed to New York. But what the fuck I'm going to do? Get on the freeway and drive to New York? What kind of goddamn shit is that? No. I'm going to get on the freeway and drive till I get to the next city. Or, well, maybe not the next city. The next big city. Which is no more than 6 or 7 hours apart, no matter which way you traveling on motherfucking in this country. And I know that because I done already did it many times. What I'm saying is these coaches, how many times do you think they did some shit like that? How many motherfucking times do you think these motherfuckers talking about their coaches have ever got challenged? Because all of them want to be looked at as gods. They don't, they this and, you know, bitch that and blah, blah, blah. Them motherfuckers be scared of bitches. Just like all the suckers of today. They just happen to have done something that made them be able to separate themselves. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some real coaches. There are some motherfuckers out there, and I fuck with a couple of them, you know, that really know what they doing. But that's the few. So I'm just saying, man, my shit is real. I know you motherfuckers is 21 years and older and all that goddamn shit, but when you look in the motherfucking mirror, do you see what you want to see looking back at you? Or do you have to daydream about what you see looking at your motherfucking ass? Because real coaches make you accept what's in the mirror first. And if there's any improvement to be had, we gonna start there. I ain't no fucking coach. You motherfucker call me a coach. Hey, if I'm fucking, and this is really weird because I do this. I do call my goddamn times when people call me, but to speak one-on-one, I do call them coaching sessions. I'm finna change that, I think. I am gonna change that. But to make it to table, I'm saying, it's kind of weird. I do call them coaching sessions. But to me, for a motherfucker to say coach and then ask me something, oh, no, you done insulted me, man. I can't even kick it. I mean, I turn off because I ain't no fucking coach. I don't want to, you know, be labeled as that because then I'm an internet fad because that's all these coaches are. They're internet fads. They'll be here for however long they're here, and hopefully they'll be here as long as they need to be. But none of them, you know, real as me. Because I don't give a goddamn what now one of you motherfuckers think. All I care is that you accept what the fuck I'm saying enough to either decide to want to fuck with it or not. And if you do want to fuck with it, and you roll with me and try to understand where I'm coming from, you know, I'm coming from a whole nother point. I'm coming from me, and that me is you saying me. I'm not coming from some motherfucker that's gonna have to try to be like me. No, motherfucker. If that's the case, I'd be like Mike, cause I sure like how he is. But I can't be like Mike, and your motherfucking ass can't be like me. But you can be like you. That's something you can do. And who's to say where you motherfucking goddamn supposed to stop off at. You know what? I want to know, how bad do you want it? Over the years, you know, you've seen me change from who I was to who I have become. And you got to see how important it is, or it is to me, to stay true to myself. Because if I don't stay true to myself, I feel funny kicking it with you. I just got to be taken as for real. That's why I don't care that people don't like me, because that's a real feeling. You know, but I'm done with trying to argue my points. I ain't trying to do that, because this company that I'm fucking with made me accept the level that I'm on, because I didn't really accept it. And they say I'm way bigger than to be, you know, arguing and reducing myself to understanding some bullshit. So, I mean, you know, I ain't gonna do that kind of goddamn shit. But I come to realize that I got so many motherfuckers that have bought my course, and about maybe 25% of them, maybe 20%, have came to Sidewalk University and seen a hell of better difference as far as the benefits they receive. But see, now I want to focus my attention on, you know, getting all of you motherfuckers that listen to my radio shit on that alpha man status. But like, the only way that can really happen is if you motherfuckers be real. Not with me, with your goddamn self. You gotta be real. I mean, I was in a meeting, I remember this, and the subject of real hoes came up. You know, that's one thing, corporate world, when they find out that I'm, you know, Rosebud, they want to know how I got the money. They want to know how women, hoes, think of this or that. But if you really want to be sharp as a tack, you got to try to understand what I'm going to say. Because there's factors that make the difference in all kinds of shit. Now, as this motherfucker was interviewing hoes, there was two bras left, the street hoe and the stripper, which, you know, both look like ladies and shit. They both had their shit together as far as they were able to talk and all that. Didn't sound, you know, like street ladies. And you may not really know this, but real hoes only look like hoes when they out hoeing. Because when they not out hoeing, they some pimp's woman. Now, the point I'm trying to make is that street hoes have a totally different mentality than a stripper. The street hoes mentality that they ain't doing shit if it ain't about the money. Now, so, you know, motherfucker asked both of the bitches, were they hoes? And that, and both of them said, yeah. And then the motherfucker directed this question to the street hoe. And she eloquently answered. But she didn't, you know, forwardly show anything, her body or any of that. So then the stripper get asked if she was a hoe again, and before that motherfucking interviewer could say anything else, that bitch had popped her blouse open, and she had some gigantic titties, and they just flopped out in the interviewer's face. Now, the interviewer wanted to tell her that, you know, he didn't want her to do all that. But before he could tell her that, the brother spun around and dropped her pants and pulled her butt cheeks apart. So the camera can look inside her ass. You see, that's the difference between a person who knows what the hell they're doing and a person who tries to deny what they're doing. You know, both of their women, I mean, excuse me, both of those women would sell pussy. And whether whoever sold it for 50 or 5,000, they still sold some pussy. So why try to act like you ain't a hoe? Why try to accept a bitch running from what she is? Because that's what you fools do. I'm not just saying this shit. You motherfuckers do that.
No, my bitch ain't no hoe. You know, she don't move.
All right, man, whatever. Real hoe ain't gonna do shit for a tip. Like them goddamn strippers. That's demeaning. I mean, a real hoe ain't gonna do shit for no few dollars. That's like when we was kids and them goddamn junkies would be begging. There was certain things they ain't gonna be begging for. Shit. They had principles. Today, they ain't anything. See, strippers don't realize for every dude who puts a motherfucking tip on her daughter, 50 more motherfuckers saw her for free. And real hoes ain't having that shit. They're just not. Whoever see a real hoe is paying for it right now. Period. That's just the way it is. The same goes for an escort type bitch. In my opinion, she is a showcase type broad who don't have a proper perspective of the game. And I'm sure strippers and escorts both make money and have limits, but they don't have a real man in their lives. And most of those women are on serious drugs. Real women, hoes or not, have men who makes decisions if they have a real man, they do. But today, no one wants to be real. I'm talking about neither you or the woman. Nobody want to make the decision. Nobody want the responsibility. So in reality, the lines between the different kinds of women are becoming more and more blurred as time goes on. And in my opinion, this is bad for you guys because you don't know anything about yourself. And I know I've proven to you that you can't learn about women until you learn about who you are. You only know that women have pussies and that you want to get in it. That's all you know about women. So you end up lying to the woman, you lie to her to get in that goddamn pussy, and you scream that you got nuts and all that goddamn shit. But when you say that shit to her, she really be laughing inside. Come on, D. I see you back, man. Damn. What's up?
Yeah, Rosebud. I never understand, like, when you say come see the cat, can you describe what does it mean? So help me understand. When you say that, come see the cat.
Come see the cat?
Yeah. I hear you a lot of times you say that, man. Like, when
okay,
I
listen.
Stuff,
listen
what does it mean?
Listen. That is just a way of saying, don't complicate what you have to say. You know, by making
okay.
Big words and all that shit. If you want the bitch to come see the cat, tell her, come see the cat. Don't be telling her, you know, there's an amazing view around the corner. And if you just trust me long enough when we walk around here while we get to know each other, don't tell her all that bullshit.
Okay, so as soon as you tell her come see the cat, she automatically understands where you're coming from?
Yeah, come see the cat. None of those words have more than three letters in them. So they're not big words. They're easy to understand.
Cat,
that's
like
all that
C-A-T, means. Right? C-A-T?
Cat, C-A-T, like the one that say meow.
Okay, you make it simple for her, huh?
Exactly.
My last question.
That way she ain't misunderstanding shit you saying.
All right. My last question to you is, like, to you, Rosebud, what is the definition of a good woman, man, to you, if you don't mind?
A good woman is a woman that knows who she is to the extent that she can see that she don't have to change to be with me. But at the same time, she see I ain't going for none of that goddamn, you know, what she know versus what I know. She gonna either know I'm driving, and she a passenger, and she chose to get in the car, or she ain't fucking with me. Because I'm not saying she's not a good woman, but then that's a situation where you're going to be arguing all the time. And who wants to do that? I know I don't.
I appreciate it, man. You know, a young nigga still learning from my OG, man. I'm still
learning. You know, that's
man.
The only way
much
you're going to learn.
Much love to you.
That's the only way you're going to learn. That's why I love when you have your, and you ain't no punk, nigga. You ask three questions.
I love you, OG. I love you. Real talk, man.
All
right, OG, I was going to tell you this, man. I got the confidence course last week, man, you know. You know, nigga, come and learn.
Hey, that's what's up, baby. 843,
hey,
what's happening? 843, what's going on?
There, man. What's going on? Hey, I got a question for you. Hey, when you was married or when you was in a committed relationship, how long you used to be, you know, chilling with your girl on a day-to-day basis?
Well, man, when I was married, I would basically most of the day have different things to do that would involve me not being around my goddamn woman. Not that I'm avoiding her, but I don't want to be around no motherfucking bitch all the time. You know, I mean, even if I got to be in the house when she in the house, I would be in my office with the doors closed. And then if she got to stay or whatever, she come in here, excuse me, blah, blah, blah. But I never did that based on how long I'm going to do whatever. I just did it until I felt like coming out, if that's the case. And if I did come out, I got to say something to the bitch, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to either always be talking some sex shit or some business shit. So if I come out and I'm talking business, bitch going to, you know, get, you know, into what I'm talking about. At the end, when I'm done with it, maybe I go back in the damn room or whatever. But I ain't fucking with her. But if I'm talking about goddamn bitch, I came out of here because my dick got hard. You know, then I'm in the fucker and whatever the fuck and all that kind of goddamn shit. So the bitch never know what's going to happen as far as with me. Because I don't know. Does that answer your question?
Yes, what's up, man? Yes, it did. Appreciate you.
All right, man, for sure. So, fellas, game is a motherfucker. You know, women want you to feel sorry for them. Not sorry, but they want you to, better word is, empathize with them. You can't get caught up in that. You know, and that's why most dudes today are fucked in a relationship. Because she gets to put her experiences on you, and you accept them. You got to see this shit. You know, otherwise, she is saying some shit that whatever she heard, not about you, but she just heard this shit. Or it's an experience in the past that she had, and it's not going to end up good for you. 862, I see you. I'm going to get you in a minute. What you got to do is separate yourself from that. So you got to get up and you finna leave. Look, baby, you know, if you want to deal with me, it's about some, you know, man shit here. You know, if not, I ain't got time to play. Now, you say that so she can say, well, what are you talking about? And then you let her know. But there's way too many women out here for me to be trying to convince you of anything. You know, it's on you if you can't recognize shit from sugar. And then you turn around and leave because you know you can and will have seven more women like her. that she can never find another motherfucker like you, no matter how hard she search. Now, 862, what's up?
Yeah, I was always curious about that. You know, being empathetic and sympathetic to a woman, to a female. You know, I was always curious. If you shut that off and you cultivate like shutting that off, that don't mess with your creativity since you're a writer, because you know a lot of going into writing is being able to, you know, put yourself into the shoes, you know, of someone else. Or,
you know, hey, let me tell you something, brother. Listen, this question is the same as that other question you asked, man. I'm gonna answer it. But what I'm saying is, you take a word, empathy, and when I'm using it in a specific situation, you want to just use the word in any situation because you want to be lazy. You don't want to think of what you're saying. What I'm saying there, I'm not saying empathetic in any other way other than what I'm talking about. So what I'm talking about is the problem you motherfuckers have is you are empathetic and you want to put yourself in this female's shoes, not the deer or the car or the situation, which you have to do when you're writing. I'm able to be empathetic with any situation that I'm writing about because I can put myself in the shoes of who's ever in the situation. I can put myself in the shoes of this woman. But the difference between the story and the woman is putting myself in the shoes of this story ain't gonna hurt me. So since I know about empathy, I can be empathetic, even with a bitch. But in life, I know being empathetic with a woman is impossible. You can imagine what she would feel in her shoes. But I don't do that, man. And I'm suggesting you don't do it either. I'm suggesting who's ever listening to me, don't do that goddamn shit. Oh, I'm on my periods and my stomach hurts so bad, can you go to the store and give me some tampons? Okay, baby, I'll do that. What I'm saying is this. That bitch may or may not have pains in her stomach. But at no time, I'm talking about when her fucking guts is falling out, can she ask me to go get her tampons? That's bitch shit. You knew you was going to bleed or whatever the fuck you call it. That shit 2 weeks ago. So it seems to me you should have been, you know, ready. Don't be putting it on me. I don't believe it. 701, what's up?
Oh, OG.
Yeah.
I just want to know this, man, before you end your show, man. When you was in the game, I want to know, has this thing ever happened to you, like either to you or to any pimp that you know, like a pimp hitting a woman to go get the money from a trick, and then she just never came back to him, and he never heard from her. Has this happened in the game, or you know it happened to any of your friend pimp?
Man, that's the pimping, man.
Huh?
Man, that bitch ain't promised to you because you got her.
Okay.
She can go. Hey, man, that's why I don't believe a Peckerwoods have any case when they say a motherfucker is making a bitch hoe. Because what I'm saying is when you send that bitch out, she ain't got to come back.
Mm.
Plenty of us send the bitch out. She normally come in around 2:30, 3 o'clock. And it's like 4:30. And the motherfucker tell me, damn, what is that? You hoping that the bitch call from jail. Because if she don't call from jail, you know the bitch gone.
Damn, so sometimes she can leave and never come back for good. Like, you never see her. She go
forever. Dude, will you listen? Because
yes,
what
sir.
I'm
yes,
saying
sir.
Is if she leave and don't have shit, leave all her shit. All she got is what's in her hand. What's going to stop her from wherever she go making some money right quick to go buying whatever the fuck she needs?
Man.
What's going to stop that?
Nothing.
That's right. So that's why all that bullshit you're talking about ain't worth shit. The only thing going to have that bitch is game. And if you got it, you just kick it to her all the time. 786. What's up?
What's up with it? Hey, I see you fuck with the little young broad. You know what I'm saying? I done watched one of your shows and you said you got rid of that broad. Let me ask you something. Do you find yourself at the age you're at right now to constantly lace a bitch? You know what I'm saying? Not letting her get away with nothing, because I remember the little young broad say, oh, I ain't got no hoes. You like, what the fuck? And then you were like, you know what, man, I ain't even got time for that shit. I'm at my age, you know what I mean? I ain't got time to be lacing no broad about what it is and what it ain't. If she lost in herself, let it be.
Well, what are you actually asking?
No, I'm asking you at this point in your life right now, do you still lace that little young bra you got? Because I know she's been saying some ass backward shit.
Bro, I wouldn't be real if I didn't lace whoever I'm talking to. I mean,
okay.
I kind of understand what you're saying, and that's why I kind of be, you know, not answering that bitch, because I don't really want to go through all that. Because to me, what's fucked up with that relationship is, what the fuck do I have to talk to that bitch about? All I can want to do is fuck her. You know, and I be getting the conflict. Damn, nigga, you just want to fuck that little young bitch. I call that bitch when I come off the road, but the bitch didn't come home. But I'm saying, you know, I got, you know, a heart, and I don't really, you know, want to have this little young bitch liking me, like, any, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, finding out that I ain't, you know, trying to do nothing but bust her pussy out. I told her, girl, you don't really want to fuck with me, because I can't do nothing but fuck you on your ass. And if you come over to my house, every time you come over, that's what I want. And just, you know, be coming over, some shit, look at her face. But no, bro, to answer your question, I don't want to spend time doing that. I didn't already spend my time doing that. That's why you know, I didn't really think of it, but now that I'm thinking, that's why you get a bra. You know, I said I got a 50-year-old and a 57-year-old. They're more closer to my aim, and they're more able to identify with my concerns. Where a young bitch ain't gonna be thinking about nothing. I might be thinking about incontinence. Damn, bitch, when I stop peeing, some pee still come out. That old motherfuckers know that's incontinence. Incontinence. A young bitch would say, you nasty.
Yeah. Hey, I was in a situation, the same similar situation like yours. I got a little young bro. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I got this little young bra. She said something similar, you know what I'm saying, because I told her to fuck with other women. She said, oh, you must be a hoe. I say, man, first of all, you got to have a pussy to be a hoe. Like, they got this thing nowadays where, you know what I'm saying, bitches want to be, like, the same thing niggas do. They feel they can do the same thing. They want to make it an equal playing field with the terminology and shit like that. Because
what you saying is what I was talking about with that young bitch, because she said that, so I don't be having hoes like that. I said, oh, because I'm a pimp, nigga, you going to be talking about you don't have hoes? And she said, no, I ain't talking about that. Well, what the fuck
you
mean talking about you don't have hoes like that? She said, I don't be having dudes on my line, you know, that I be fucking weird like that. I said, you mean you call dudes hoes? She said, yeah.
Hey. That shit hurt my nerves. I be hating that shit, though, man.
Man, I ain't putting up with that.
I don't
that.
Like that shit, man.
Man, I told that bitch, you can go on about your motherfucking business unless you ain't gonna say no shit like that around me. The bitch say, that's why I like you, OG.
Yeah. A lot of niggas be co-signing that, too. They be co-signing bitches talking like that.
They be going for it, man. Yeah, look, you guys, we kicked it today. one of my best or most liked shows happened today. I just wish this is what happens all the time. Hey, you can go see this shit, all that. You know I'm gone. Much love from Brooklyn.